Michelangelo once said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it." Welcome to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. As an international actor, entrepreneur, and world traveler with millions of followers, Jesse seeks to speak and learn from the most insightful, successful people in the world, sharing love and life together. This is Life Talk, and this is your host, Jesse Meester.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Talk. I have the great honor today to share a project that I personally support a lot. And you have heard me talk about NFTs a lot. And right now, I got involved with a project that has a lot of utility. I have one of the members here of marketing, and he's going to share about the project that I am invested in. And I look forward for you to do the same and look into it. Jeff, welcome all the way from Texas.
Thank you for having me, Jesse. Hello, everyone.
I appreciate you. I think it's, what is it right now, 9 a.m. where you are?
9, 11 a.m. in Houston, Texas at the moment. You're in Amsterdam, right?
Yes, 4 p.m. in Amsterdam right now. As the people that are, regular listeners of the show, you know that I'm in this process of moving. So I think the time zone will be the same. But it's always interesting to like have like international guests and find like a right timing. So I'm so grateful that you are here with us today. And can you like start talking a little bit about like your background and what made you come up with the project and the team and what the project is about?
Well, it's from a background standpoint. Yeah. I'm from the edtech background. We build software for universities and colleges around the world. And I also dabble a bit in real estate. So for about 14 years now, we've been doing this as our main breadwinner, right? And we got into this space really because of my passion. I've been to about 97 countries, and traveling is more like where my heart really lies, right? If I could travel all the time, I would do it, but duty calls. And we started talking to our team about, hey, there's a new technology out there, because we're dabbling in blockchain, trying to see how the blockchain can help us manage student grade, because we can use the ledger to create authenticity in grades, right? Which is a big issue in the industry I'm coming from. So because of this, I got into the blockchain and then segue into the NFT space. And we realized, hey, there's really nothing like that out there. Because as I travel with my family, we realize lodging can be something more like cost-driven when you travel. Especially if you're in Europe right now, it's not expensive to go from Amsterdam to Spain or from Spain to Santorini. But when the lodging is what gets you, right? And we realized, how can we come up with a concept to leverage the NFT, create a community of travelers, and do something different that our hearts resonate more with, right? So that's basically how this project came about, Jesse. It just came from sitting down with my team, talking, and then this kind of like flared up. And then now we are where we are, launching in 2 days.
Incredible. So once I first heard about it, as I'm like, I travel all the time. And I was like, wait, with this NFT, I can just like stay at like properties and hotels and lounges. I got to get into this. So I was like, there's nothing like this. I buy, sell, and collect NFTs. I create them, and there's nothing like this. I think it's so brilliant. And I'm like, what is the kind of like the roadmap for the Lucky Ape Travel Club?
The roadmap, it's pretty straightforward. We want to sell out this collection, right? Because we need members for this to work financially, right? We need members to join us. So what we want to set up is the first 7% of our sales. We're going to reinvest all of it back into marketing to get more and more people to understand this project and educate people about NFT in general, right? Because once you understand what an NFT is, your mind just opens up, right? It takes usually a day or so thinking about it. But once you have that wow moment, I'm sure you've had that wow moment, because I did, right, Jesse?
Yes.
So that so the first 7% is mainly about educating new people and then get the project more well known. And after that, we're going to give back. We believe our corporate social responsibility is a key part on what we do. So we initially wanted to give 100 Ethereum over to Doctors Without Borders. I've worked with them in the past. I've done a lot of work in Southern Africa, especially in Zambia. We manage a lot of different things, especially from a health standpoint. But with what's going on with Ukraine now, we decided to shift things over. And we have two agencies, Save a Life and Siri Pitula Charity Foundation. So we're going to divert about 100 Ethereum over to these two charities equally, hoping we can make a difference there in Ukraine.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we want to dabble into the metaverse world. So we're going to create a virtual space where our members can come in, because, as you know, not everyone can travel. I was supposed to take my son to Japan this year, and we're still debating whether or not it's going to be possible. As you know, right now, tourism is still not possible there. So, but we can still travel, right? So we're going to get into the virtual world at about 33%, inviting our people into our sandbox so where they can hang out, talk, interact like you and I are doing right now, and then share ideas, right? Mm-hmm. We have a scavenger hunt that's going to come up, and we don't know where it's going to be yet, because we're going to let our members decide. So it could be in your neck of town in Spain, and I'd love to fly in and be a part of that scavenger hunt, right? And then we'll move on to our website portal. We're building the Odyssey Lounge right now, which is where people are going to be able to book stuff. People are going to be able to book their hotels, and members will be able to enter that around 55% of our collection. So, and then the next one is we will open up all the properties. We have about 7 properties in line now. Either we're finalizing contract or getting ready to get things up and running, or we're waiting for renovation in some of the properties that we're already in the process of securing. So 88%, that's when we're going to open our door so people can travel and join us and enjoy the property. We want to have a party. We don't know where we're going to have the party yet, but this party is going to be a part of our final lunch to say, hey, our tribe is complete. Let's start enjoying the utility. So that's in a sum where we are right now.
And anybody right now that's like, hey, I want to read this back, luckyapeclub.io. You'll find it in the description as well. You can see, I think, the exact roadmap and what you guys are doing, the min dates, which are still to be determined, correct?
The min date is on the 17th. We're launching on the 15th, public sale. We already have public sale should be open. So if you're whitelisted, you should be able to enter on the 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. So that would be about the 16th for you at 3 a.m. your time, just so that the viewers in Europe can kind of like tie it up. So if you're Eastern Standard, it's 9 p.m. If you're in Jesse's time, and I believe you're in GMT plus one, Jim?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that correct? So that's about 3 in the morning. And then you'll be able to log into the site. If your wallet address is on our blockchain, you'll be able to mint this at 0.77 Ethereum. Otherwise, you'll be able to mint. Anyone can be able to enter 48 hours later.
That's good. And I'm looking right now at the website, and I am fascinated by the Lucky Apes, the art. And I had this as a profile picture for, and I think a lot of listeners will know that follow me on Instagram, and they were asking questions about it, and they were like, hey, what is this ape that you have now? And I told them about it, but I'd love to hear from you, like, what does the ape, the Lucky Ape, resemble, and how did you come up with the art the way it is?
Sebastian, he's our artist. We met him when he was in France. Now he's in Argentina. He's also part of the travel club as well, because he loves to travel. You know, everyone in the project has a passion for traveling. So he came up with the concept, 100% of it, right? And we told him, hey, we want to do this. We sat down, we talked. Matter of fact, he came up with almost 300 different traits. We ended up narrowing it down to 217. Because some of these traits were not kind of compatible with each other. So we wanted the art piece to be impeccable. So we, the art itself, and he worked on the project for months. Every one of the traits he handcrafted himself. And then the collection was made and remade several times until we had a batch that we were proud of. And all 10,000 of these we think represent something. And everyone we've shown them to so far, will fall in love with a different characteristic, right? Or with Jill the other day, and he was he said, I have to have one with the mariachi hat, for example. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, and he's like, and I have a friend of mine who needs one as well. So if you can secure another one for my friend, yeah, this would be perfect. So it offers something for everyone. And I know Alisa, she's one of the influencers that we're working with. She needed something with the background of the Taj Mahal, for example, which is a rare one, a rare trait. So everyone will look at the collection and will be able to get something out of the collection.
That's amazing. I love it. And, they're over, like, they're so different, all of them. I don't know. Like, I look forward to seeing the reveal. That looks like super interesting. Wow. And I let's talk about travel for a little bit. Most of the people are, and we guys, we all love travel. As far as the stays. So I have the NFT. I go to let's say Croatia. There are hotels right now where you can just stay with the NFT. Is that how I have to see it?
So once you have the NFT and we reach our milestone, 88%, you'll be able to access the Ubuntu Lounge. Oh, excuse me, the Odyssey booking engine. The Ubuntu Lounge is in the metaverse. So once you enter the booking engine, you will be able to see all the properties that are available and the dates for availability. So let's say you need to go to Croatia, mm-hmm, and you find a location there. So you look at the range of dates, and if there's an availability, you can book it for up to 7 days, right? And then you cannot double book. So you have to check out first. And then once you check out, and you can look for another availability. So you can literally stay for as much as possible, considering that there's 10,000 members. I think everyone should be able to find a place and a time to stay. So that's basically the main utility I would say we offer. And when you stay there, you can come in. What we're trying to do is like connect an app that we're building. And that app actually is the reason why we had this security vulnerability, where at the counter of the hotels, you should be able to actually check in using your Lucky 8 Travel Club NFT. So it gives you a lot more power in your hands, and eventually even the doors will be connected to this. So this is, we're working with the concept right now. It's just a simple booking process, yeah, but in the long run, we imagine a world where your NFT is the key for you to unlock the door for properties around the world, literally.
And this is important that you share this, because one ETH is the mint price, right? And right. I think first when I heard about it, I was like, hey, that's a little high. I am involved in this space now for 2 years, and I very, very early. And I was like, wait, I haven't seen, I remember another project, Metaverse Mansions and stuff. And it was 0.88. I think it was the highest I've seen. But then I was like, wait, there is no other project like this. And people that are listening, right, they know I'm very selective, critical, and careful with what I talk about, what I promote, what I put my name behind. Yeah. But then I was like looking up the team, and I'm now speaking to you as well. And I'm like, this is something that people need to know about. This is something that actually is going to have long-term utility. And so it's kind of like this very, very early process where we're now spreading the message. Mm-hmm. But once this, I think, gets out there, I see huge opportunity and also huge actually benefits that people can use. And also, if you look at the return on investment, depending on the value of the NFT on the secondary market later, you're going to, get it. And I also saw you guys plan on doing yacht parties and club membership card.
Yes.
There's a lot of features.
Yes. We want to have a yearly party to bring people together. That's the part you mentioned about the yacht party. So it's not going to be always yacht party. It's just the first one could be a yacht party. Who knows, right?
Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, the point is there is going to be a lot of things happening in real life in the metaverse with the Lucky Ape Club, and that is something I think is very unique in the space. And also what we see happening, and we can maybe share an experience that there's a lot of rock pools and a lot of projects that promise a lot, and once people buy into it, they kind of disappear, or let it die down. they take their prof. That's not the case with Lucky Ape Club, and that's what I love about it, and that you guys are so involved and sharing and connecting and being on social, the presence. I also look at the Twitter right now. It's very active. There's also a Discord. By the way, guys, I'm in it as well. So if you want to connect with me, my name is Satoshi there, actually.
Satoshi. I was wondering Satoshi. Who was Satoshi. Yeah. All right. I'll connect with you. I was like, man, we have the great Satoshi in our midst.
So now you know it as me. I was kind of like, I'm going to keep anonymous, but yeah, forget about it. So yeah, is there anything else you want to share, Jeff, like that you think that people should know about this?
Well, one thing I want to share is that as people are minting this, because mm-hmm. we're going to have a public reveal on the 22nd. So we're going to give it a week for us to kind of like 5 days from the public sale launch. So if you do mint one and you see just a pot of gold, a GIF with pot of golds falling, do not be alarmed. It's the pre-reveal form of the NFT, because a few people came to me just and asked, I check and we see that 512 already minted, but I can't see the collection, right? So we want to keep this so that way people can randomly get one. But after the on the 22nd, we're going to have the pre-reveal form. So I just want to make sure people are aware of this so there's no alarm to this, right?
Yeah.
And we're already seeing a few copycats already on OpenSea. So if you put Lucky Ape Travel Club, you'll see a few. So you'll have to go to the official one on our links to make sure that that you're not buying something that is not going to connect to our main blockchain, because if you buy it somewhere else, it may look like the ape that we own. But if it's not part of our blockchain, we're not going to be able to honor the utilities. I just want to make sure this is, because as you know, this space is so new, the security part is so important for us. So we want to make sure that as people are joining this, they're not, because I you mentioned 2 years you've been in the NFT space. I've been there also about a year and a half. So you have the seniority on this, Jesse. But I would say to you that there's a lot of projects out there that are great, but they're being copied, right? Yeah. So people have to be kind of aware of this. So please follow the official links on our social media. And then once you're pre-reveal, let us know what you think about your ape. We want to hear your opinion. We want to see if it's matching, because some people get them and they're like, wow, this is exactly what I want. Some may not be so happy. So that's just when they'll basically be able to start trading with each other. So I think it's exciting. That's the only thing I want to add, besides just, it's a big pleasure. We're honored to be here. And we're looking forward to an exciting pre-launch. We want to keep marketing this for as long as possible. Even after we sell out, we want to keep marketing this and bringing the awareness. So this is what I want to end with. I want to say thank you for having us and for hosting us.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for your time. And I think it's a great point that you make in the description, the use only that link, guys, because it happens so much. You know, there's people DMing and giving you different links. They act like, I'm just looking at it, there's like 4 Lucky Ape Travel Club already, collections. Just use those links that we provide. Look into it. It's like, I mean, I'm so excited. I'm so pumped for this. I really love traveling. For 8 years, I'm traveling nonstop. So this is going to be very useful for me, but also for people that travel less. You know, the utilities and everything that you're, the access you get to the community. I love it, Jeff. So good luck with everything. I'm going to obviously be a part of this. So yeah, make sure to set it in your calendars, guys. Use the website to get access to the Discord as well. I think that's very important, because that's where we also will do announcements, and obviously I will be there also to, you know, engage and answer any questions, of course. Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate you.
Excellent. Thank you for having us. Have a wonderful day. Evening. Is it afternoon? Evening.
Still afternoon. Yes.
Still afternoon. All right. Afternoon then.
I'm going to a hotel right now.
All righty. Well, enjoy. Travel safe. And congratulations again. And yes. Take care.
Thank you very much. Take care. Thank you.